We go into these things down here. We go into the uncomfortable part of why does God allow suffering? What do we do? How do we then live? You know, and we're not going to know these things until we get to heaven. We're not going to be able to understand these things. And anybody that tells you they do, you need to probably give them a wide berth, because there are things that we just don't know. And where Scripture is silent, John Calvin says, we should be silent as well. But we can come together and build each other up by comparing notes of how we've seen the fingerprints of God in our own lives. And that beautiful scripture of Romans 8:28, for we know all things work together for good to those who love Christ that are called according to his purposes. See, Paul even acknowledged in the book of Romans, he said, well, there's things we just don't know, but here's what we do know. And that's where we build each other up and we anchor each other what we do know. And we do know that he stretched out his arms and gave his life for us on the cross. That's how we do this thing. This is what the gospel looks like, is that you anchor yourself in the things that you know, and you can trust him with the things that you don't know. If you feel like you got to figure this thing out, man, you are in for a world of frustration, because you're not going to.